Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 11 minutes before 10 o'clock Central Time. In for Dave Dickey, I'm Tom Rogers with this morning's opening commodity market report. Here are the opening commodity prices as of about 20 minutes ago on the Chicago Board of Trade. These do not reflect overnight trade. The wheat market for the July nearby contract opened this morning at 8.26 a bushel. That's up 15 cents as expected because of all the rain that we've been getting, pushing up all the commodities this morning. September wheat opened at 8.43, up 15 and 3/4 cents. And the December wheat contract opened up 21 and 3/4 cents at 8.72. In Kansas City, the July wheat contract opened up. It's at 8.69 on the open, up about 22 and 3/4 cents. The September at 8.80 on the open, up 23 and 3/4. The July corn contract opened in Chicago at 6.66 a bushel, up 15 and 3/4 cents. September, 6.79, up 15 and a quarter. December, 6.92, up 14 and a quarter cents. March at 7.06, up 14 and a quarter. May corn up 15 and a half on the open at 7.12 and a half. And July at 7.13 and a half on the open, up 12 and a quarter, July of next year. July soybeans for this year opened at 14.76, up 18 and a half cents. August, 14.76 and a half, up 19 and a quarter. September beans, 14.65, up 18 and a half. November, 14.60, up 20 and a quarter. January beans open at 14.71, up 17, and the March at 14.78, up 18 cents. May beans, 14.75, up 14. In the products, July soybean meal opened at 3.78 even, up 5 even. August, 377.50, up 4.50. July bean oil opened at 64.95, up 61. And the August contract opened at 65.18, up 49. A down open on the Mercantile Exchange. Live cattle for June opened at 93.70, down 15. August, 99.85, down 35 cents. October, 107.12.5, down 30. December, live cattle opened unchanged at 109.30. August feeder cattle opened at 111.10, rather, down 115. September, 112.40, down 105. October, live cattle, 113.25, down 107.5. And November, 113.10, down 130. June lean hogs open at 74.95, down 17.5. July, 74.20, down 20. August lean hogs, 76.20, down 52.5. October, 74.90, down 40. Bigger drops in the pork bellies. The July contract, 72 even on the open, down 120. And August opened at 73.70, down 15.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
On the outside markets, we saw the crude oil take a slide. It's down about $2.74 a barrel right now on the July contract in New York at $135.80 after ramping up to almost $139 a barrel before the weekend. The U.S. dollar index is at 72.79 right now, up 40. The CRB index is at 440.59, down 92. Taking a look at Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 81 points at 12,291, but the NASDAQ is down 17 points, or about 0.75%, at 24,57. The S&P is up 5 at 13,66. Other commodities, the silver contract for July is down 8 cents at 17.35 an ounce, and the gold contract for June, or for August rather, is down 1 even at 8.98. Looking again at the current tick on the boards of trade, July wheat in Kansas City is up 15 and a quarter cents. The wheat in Chicago up between 10 and 3 quarters and 11 and 3 quarter cents. Corn in the 12 to 13 cent up range. Soybean is up between 13 and a half on the nearby contract to 22 and a half on the deferred November contract. Joining us now for a look at the markets on this Monday is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities and Normal. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Tom.
We're all swimming in excessive rain right now, and that's what's underneath all these increases, huh?
Oh, boy, yeah. If you watch the news media, the Weather Channel, national news, it's just plain wet period in a lot of central Illinois into central Indiana, and then plus two... In the evening hours last night, we saw quite a bit of moisture in the northern part of the growing region, too. So it's a quite a concern for the corn crop, especially because we're getting to the point of no return on the corn. It's going to be devastating as far as losing acres and putting the market in a position where it's going to be awful hard to obtain some good yields at this point in time. So we've got quite a bit of premium in the market. We're adding some more premium. And until the trade gets comfortable with where we are with this forecast, I imagine this grain market's going to remain on edge for some time.
Is this a uniform forecast for wetter than normal conditions, or are we seeing some areas that may be doing okay and maybe limiting the upside, I guess?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It goes from area to area. Earlier we were seeing and still see some problems in southern Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Then, well, before that, it was up in Iowa, Minnesota, then it was southern along the Ohio River Valley. Now we're sort of in the central part of the belt. And lately now it looks like, probably the north. So just everybody's having their turn at it.
So it's affecting everybody in one way or another.
Yes. Okay. Even here in central Illinois, we've got some guys that's in a position where there's not a whole lot of corn in and none of the beans. But for the most part, though, when you look at the broad base, a lot of guys do have corn in and majority of their beans in as a whole. But we'll see what the USDA says this afternoon on planting progress. This is expected to show another jump in planting progress. But we got to remember we've got some areas that had to replant. And after this past 3 to 4 days, we're going to have some more areas that's going to have to replant even more yet. So the big report that we're really starting to build or get excited about now will be the June acreage report here at the end of the month as we start to actually get an actual observation and survey of where we are on acres. So that's sort of building the report of the year as we try to get a handle on where we are with acres.
How about the supply and demand report? Is that going to be figuring into the market soon?
Tomorrow, yes. We'll see what the USDA has on world numbers, see what type of estimates they have there. Domestic-wise, traditionally, they don't do a whole lot with this new crop at the moment, and it's going to be hard for them to do anything with the new crop because we don't have it all in the ground and don't have a whole lot of condition reports, and so conservative wise they might back off yield a little bit due to the planting progress and so forth, but the main focus will be on the old crop, the demand side of the equation. We're expected to see a little bigger corn carryout estimate due to a little slowdown in demand, also too in the beans, maybe a little bigger demand picture there and a little less carry out the beans due to the southern hemisphere, such as Argentina, sort of limiting the export out of that country. And so some minor adjustments there. I don't know if we'll see any real big shockers because the dominant market maker will be the weather.
All right. Anything else to add?
Livestock markets are lower with these grain prices as high as they are in here. It's putting some fear into the livestock side of the equation. They've not had much relief here over the last 6 months. So as long as these grains stay higher, we could probably start to see some of these livestock producers throw in the towel.
All right. Thanks for your time, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities in Normal. Current market movement right now has the July wheat contract in Kansas City up 11¾ cents at 858.5. September up 14¾ at 871. A little bit lower on the nearby July contract in Chicago, up only 6 cents a bushel at 817. September, 838, up 10¾. December wheat, 862, up 11¾ cents. In the corn pit, July nearby corn is up 9 cents right now at 659¾. September up 9¼ at, check that, up 9 cents even now at 672¾. December corn, checking in right now at 687, up 9¼. March of next year, 705, up 13¼ cents. July soybeans are up 7½ cents at 1465, but the deferred contract's higher, 1476.5 on the August right now. That's up 19¼. September, 1465, up 18½. November, 1455.5, up 16. July bean meal is at 372 even right now. That's now down one even. July bean oil, 64.95, up 61. On the Merck, live cattle for June at 93.35, down 50. August live cattle, 99.52.5, down 67.5. The August feeder cattle's or feeder cattle contract is at 111.25, down 1 even. And lean hogs for June at 74.25, down 87.5. You're listening to WILL, Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. A flash flood watch is in effect for today through Tuesday morning for the northern two-thirds of Illinois and for central Indiana. Scott Olthoff today says it'll be cloudy in Illinois with periods of showers and thunderstorms, most numerous in the afternoon and evening. In Indiana, partly sunny, followed by clouds in the afternoon with showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon and evening. Highs humid 77 north to 93 in the south. 75 right now at 10 o'clock.